The main lesson that I learned is that you're on your own in this world, and there's no one telling you what you are, what you have to be. You can create your own destiny and be whatever you want to be. I left home with a roll of quarters in my pocket, you know, and searching for music, really, searching for myself and searching for music. I ended up coming home, you know, pretty sick and going pretty much right into rehab. So I wouldn't say it was, you know, all fun and games, but I did learn that a certain power of faith, of belief, you know, when you believe you're supposed to be somewhere or supposed to be doing something, you will get there.
Why did you decide to become an Orthodox Jew and study Torah for 2 years?
At a certain point, I felt sort of stuck. I needed help to get beyond myself. And I did sort of what I always did all the way back in those days, from the time I was 16 or 17, I turned to God. I started praying, asking for help in terms of getting past addictions, asking for help in terms of having the ability to be able to create music and to find music. One thing led to the next. You know, I started going to synagogues. I started looking for truth, trying to find truth in Judaism. And I found myself becoming religious. You know, I started found myself wearing a yarmulke, growing my beard. I wanted to make this transformation. I wanted to completely immerse myself and get lost in God, basically.
Is your everyday life just as much a blessing to you as when you're making music?
Making music to me is my everyday life. So every night I'm going on stage, you know, every day is a sound check. Every day we're, you know, rehearsing possibly a new song or writing some lyrics. And that's not to say that that's all I do, but, you know, being on tour, at least at the moment, how I am right now, the music, it becomes part of your everyday life. I don't want to say it becomes more profane, but in a certain sense, it becomes, you know, it's not like, you know, that one moment I can get out on stage, because every night I'm on stage, you know, but the stage becomes kind of like your living room, kind of like your inner world, and becomes part of your inner life.
Is it difficult to plan a tour when you can't travel or perform on the Sabbath from sundown Friday to sundown on Saturday?
No, it's not. You know, you need a night off. You know, I play 6 nights a week. A lot of bands play 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week, you know. To have a night off is not a big deal. The fact that it's a Friday night, you know, maybe hurts my business a little bit, but it's not the end of the world.
I've seen some video online where people say they cry when they see you perform the song One Day. What does that song mean to you?
One Day is just the summation, pretty much in the most accessible, pop-friendly way, of who I am and what I do. It's melodic, it's pretty, it's and the lyrics are based in the Bible, based in the Torah, Old Testament, and based on the idea of belief. And, you know, as much cynicism, pessimism, whatever there is out there, there's that part inside of us that believes. You know, for me at least, there's always this dreamer inside, this place inside of me that believe that everything will work out and that this world is, you know, that God is good, basically.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, cause I am here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around, because
even though you sing about Judaism and Torah, people from different backgrounds seem to enjoy your music. Do you think you've tapped into some universal theme that people aren't getting out of music today?
100%. And I don't think there's any kind of disconnect between Judaism and universality. Judaism is a world religion. It's a universal religion. It's the father of Christianity, of Islam, of Rastafarianism. All those religions come out of Judaism. So there's nothing that should make it separate or different than the major themes, you know, that people are thinking.
You've said that you always had a pull towards music as a way to express and understand yourself. So where do you think that comes from?
The best example I can give is, you know, I remember being 16 years old and struggling, feeling alienated, feeling discontent, feeling ununderstood by, you know, parents, school, the world, and going to my room and listening to a song and feeling, oh, here I am. Here I am again. This is me. This is the real me. Feeling understood by the music, feeling that the music, feeling a place to live, feeling a place to breathe, strength, certain strength that it would give me.
Why, though, do you connect so strongly with that reggae sound?
That's like asking a painter why he connects with using the mode of paint as opposed to pencils. I don't know. You know, I'm not an artist, but, you know, it's an intuitive thing. It's music that I listened to growing up, and I could try and intellectualize it and explain it and this thing and that thing and this thing gets me and that thing, but at the end of the day, it's just the music that you gravitate to is because that's the music that connects with your soul.
Does making music ever feel like work?
Yes, it does. It's totally work. You know, as when you're watching music, when you're on the other side of the fence, it's all about the joy or the entertainment or whatever it is. But yeah, to be good and to do it, to do it at your best, to try to be excellent at what you do, whatever it is that you're doing, is work.